This is Senator Al Simpson. In a misguided attempt to expand bilingual ballots, could Congress actually be slowing efforts to bring Hispanics into the mainstream of society? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. In our diverse nation, the necessity for us to communicate is the very key as to a pluralistic society. And Ted, Hispanic Americans are not looking for special treatment. In fact, over 70% of Hispanics in the U.S. favor laws protecting and encouraging the use of English. They know that English is the language of opportunity in this land. Ted, since these ballots were first used, voting percentage for Hispanics actually declined at a more dramatic rate than any other ethnic group. So now why does Congress want to increase funding for use of bilingual ballots? Ted, wise up. Hispanics are no different than other immigrants from Asia, Africa, and Europe. They want and need to learn English, not to have Congress treating them like second-class citizens.
Al, the right to vote is the cornerstone of our democracy. But for its exercise to be meaningful, citizens not fluent in English deserve assistance in the voting booth. In 1975, Congress amended the Voting Rights Act to require bilingual ballots in places with significant numbers of voters who speak Spanish or other foreign languages. The law expires in August, but old Deny the Vote Simpson is trying to stop Congress from extending it. That's unfair. The law's made a difference. A recent federal study reported that 1 in 4 Spanish-speaking citizens who voted in a statewide election in Texas used bilingual ballots. The change I favor, Al, would expand voting assistance, not reduce it. Hundreds of thousands of Spanish-speaking citizens in Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, and other cities get no help because the current formula excludes them. What's the matter, Al? Afraid they'll vote Democratic? This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on Guns and Butter. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.